2nd of March 2020, Answering Questions Part 2. On the subject of yesterday, we like to add that in the Eucharistic adoration we should, as far as possible, pay special attention to the silent moments when the Lord wants to touch the soul inwardly. As a rule, we are accustomed to our prayer, and we always fill the time with certain prayers. But it would be very fruitful, however, if we could simply say to the Lord that we are here and have time for Him, to win an intimate conversation with Him. It can be compared to a beautiful love between men and women. Nor should it always be in this marriage about a common task such as bringing up children or other areas of the family or activities. The silent togetherness, the embrace, the knowledge to belong to the other person, a reassurance of love without words, is also beneficial to love. It is similar in the love relationship with the Lord. Here too, it is not always necessary to be active, just to say the fullness of different prayers, but rather the simple look at Him, the exchange from heart to heart, the knowledge that He is there and looks at us with love, a simple declaration of love, the knowledge of belonging to Him, of belonging to His disciples. Here, among other things, the prayer of the heart is very helpful, which consists in a simple invocation of the name of the Lord and does not require many words. Let us remember that it is precisely Eucharist adoration that teaches us that we are invited by the Lord. We do not need preconditions here. It is simply to understand this invitation and to accept it. In this context, we have to think a little bit about the so-called prayer sufferings. By this we mean, first of all, the involuntary distractions. One would like to pray in a concentrated and silent way, but the thoughts wander away. One can hardly concentrate. It feels empty and dull inside the soul. These distractions come from our fallen nature, which is easily distracted by earthly things, often giving unnecessary thoughts and feelings too much space. As long as these distractions are involuntary, that means not intended by us, they are indeed annoying, but they do not harm us. Therefore, they must be treated accordingly. The spiritual teachers recommend not to pay attention to them and simply to pray as we intend to pray, that is, not to pay special attention to the distractions. While involuntary distractions do not diminish the value of prayer itself, we can ensure that the distractions are not increased by unwise behavior. Therefore, spiritual exercises, such as Eucharist adoration, should of course include a participation in the Holy Mass, have some of preparation. It would be good not to be always in a hurry in accepting these invitations of the Lord, which are so precious, but really to take time for God. Nothing is ever lost when we stay with God, while we may lose a lot of time on unnecessary things. To complete this complex of the question, I only can recommend very warmly to spend as much time as possible before the Lord in the tabernacle, whether the Lord is to be seen or not. This is not only good for us in the way of holiness. In the adoration of God, we enter into the deepest dimension of our earthly life, and with this, a great meaning of our existence opens up, which will find its completion in eternity. With this way, we fulfill the will of the Lord, and He can give us out of His fullness what He has planned for us. This is a great joy and a great desire for Him. It's also joy for the Lord when we are with Him. The love for God unfolds in the relationship. In addition, the more the love between God and us can unfold, the more we are able to serve man in his spirit and testify the Lord. This would open another deeper meaning that can grow as a fruit of Eucharistic adoration.
The communion verse we listen to is a part of Psalm 34. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him.
Parast in conspectu meo mensam, et calix meus inebriansquam preclarus est.